Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a beautiful tradition narrated from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam regarding the people with whom we should not sit with, meaning the people whom we should not gather with, we should not be in the companionship with. The Imam says, beware of sitting with kings and worldly people. You know, most kings are worldly people to begin with. But the Imam says that, beware of sitting with kings and worldly people. It's possible for the Imam to be referencing worldly kings or even kings who are not so worldly, but nevertheless sitting with them might not be good for us. In continuation, the Imam elucidates why we should not sit with such individuals. The Imam says, for in this there is the erosion of your religion, meaning your religion you will lose your religion, you will become irreligious. Why? The Imam says, and it will bring about hypocrisy in you. Obviously, if you're sitting with a king, you're going to have some purpose for it. You're going to want something for the king. You're going to look at, the things that the king has, his money, his wealth, and you're going to want it. In order to do so, in order to acquire his favor, you might have to lie, you might have to be hypocritical with respect to him, right? So it will bring about hypocrisy in you, and with this hypocrisy, you will lose your religion. The Imam therefore says, and this is a serious disease from which there is no cure. Meaning this disease, hypocrisy, is so bad that sometimes it doesn't have a cure, meaning it remains in you forever, and obviously leads to your eternal damnation. Furthermore, the Imam says, it, meaning sitting with these kings and these worldly people, will also engender hard-heartedness and deprive you of true submission to Allah. Meaning your heart will become hard, you will become very cruel and mean, your heart will harden, it will not become tender. And when this happens, you will not be able to submit to Allah, right? Nothing will affect you. You will not care about submitting to Allah. So we shouldn't sit with such people. We shouldn't sit with worldly people or with kings and wealthy people or men of power, right? So who should we sit with? The Imam elucidates this towards the end of the tradition and says, you must stick to those people who are most like you and the middle classes of people. And most individuals, Imam is probably speaking to somebody who is of the middle class, a middle class person, an average guy, right? He says, sit with people who are like you, not who are more wealthy than you, who are of a higher social status than you. Right? Sit with people who are similar to you. Why? For it is with them that you will find the true jewels, great talents. Meaning, worldly people and these kings, most of the time, they're not talented, right? Most of them have acquired power by force or through inheritance. They haven't acquired it because they deserved it and there was something inherently and essentially good in them. They deserve it. They had the merits of doing so, right? So, but if you sit with people who are of a middle class, these people are hard workers. They've gotten what they have in life because they deserved it. They used their talents to do so. So you'll find those great talents within these people and you will be able to utilize them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at who we should sit with and who we should not sit with in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.